Push notifications might be one of the most overlooked tools in your digital arsenal, and today we'll tell you how they can be used to boost your website traffic and engagement. When we talk about digital engagement, most station managers immediately think social media. And to be fair, it's easy. Social media is flashy, fast, and it's everywhere. But platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, they don't care about your station's success. Their algorithms, they're constantly shifting, and your reach is limited. So your posts compete with really everything from memes to makeup articles. Now, push notifications, on the other hand, they go straight to your listener's phone. No middleman, no algorithm, just your message, your timing, and your voice. And that kind of access is rare. If your station has a mobile app and you're not using push notifications regularly, then you could be missing out on a low-cost, high-impact way to drive traffic, boost engagement, and create real listener loyalty. Now, you may be asking, are push notifications, aren't they the same as text messages? Well, on the surface, they look a lot alike. Short bursts of info sent straight to someone's phone. But there are some key differences that make push notifications especially valuable. Well, there's no cost per message. You know, like text messages, push notifications don't rack up fees based on how many people that you reach and how often that you send them. App-based delivery, it's dependent on them having the mobile app. Push notifications go to only those that have your app and that have opted in, meaning that your audience is already interested. And then there's visual appeal. Push notifications can include images, your station logo, even rich media, depending on the device. And lastly, they're more casual. People are a little bit forgiving when they receive multiple push messages per week versus multiple text messages. There's just an invasive part of the text messaging process. So if you're using text messaging for promos and alerts, great. Just don't overlook push notifications and how they can complement or even replace text messages without any additional cost that you have per month. So what should you send in these push notifications? Well, you can use it to drive traffic and listener action in really dozens of ways. We'll boil it down to these: breaking news, local updates that bring people back to the website to get the full story, contest. Push is great for contests. Real-time reminders, quick participation boost, just make it worth the interruption, though, not for like $5 off pizza, register to win, you know, concert tickets, big items. Sure, absolutely. New podcast episodes, your audience may like to know when you have fresh content waiting, like your morning show has put their new podcast up on the website. Live show promotions, hey, we're talking to the president in 5 minutes, click to listen. And then local events, you know, check out this weekend's festival lineup here on our website. Now, did you know that push notifications, they often get 2 to 5 times the engagement of social media posts? So when you think about it, it really does make sense. There's less competition. Your message isn't buried in a sea of memes, ads, and influencer posts. And push creates instant spikes in visits. And that's the main thing. It's perfect for contests. Like I said, breaking news, time-sensitive promos, and you know, that sort of thing. And listeners who allow notifications, they're more likely to become daily or weekly visitors to your website. That's also great for SEO and revenue, and the list goes on and on and on. So as you see, push notifications are great, but they have to be done right. You never want to spam or overdo it, because that's an easy way for them to just click that, okay, I don't want to receive notifications from this app anymore. Think of push notifications as VIP access to your fans. If you treat it like a privilege, well, then your audience will too. So here are some guidelines. Keep them short. You have limited space anyway, so make it count. You won't want to put a long paragraph in there for your push notification. Make it relevant. Only send messages that your audiences will truly care about. And then always link back to your website or somewhere in your mobile app. Every push notification should have a destination, an article, a podcast, contest page, a listen live, something like that. And then time it smartly. pushed during drive times, mornings, and right before big events. And be sure that you are heavily promoting push notifications on air and over social media whenever you promote the mobile app, and sell the benefits of having push notifications enabled to your listeners. Someone might have the app and have their notifications turned off automatically. So, explain that push notifications must be enabled to get the latest updates, times to call in and win, that sort of thing. So once you have your mobile app and it's set up and your website content is flowing, adding push notifications to that workflow really doesn't take that much effort. Just be sure that your mobile app does have a push notification functionality as a part of it. Most systems can schedule them over time or automate them or let you send them in just a matter of seconds. And the payoff is more eyes on your website, more interaction with your content, and more reasons for advertisers to get excited about everything digital that you have to offer. I mean, think about it. These days, attention is gold, and push notifications let you bypass the algorithm of social and talk directly to your listeners without that added cost of text messages. And that kind of power is just really too good to ignore. If you're not using push as a part of your website traffic strategy, now is the time to start. You already have the audience. Push just brings them back a little bit more often. Of course, it's all going to start with a content-rich website and an integrated mobile app. And our mobile app here at Skyrocket Radio seamlessly integrates our websites, making push content to your audience just really just a one-click experience. As you create your content, right over to the side, you want to send a push notification on this whenever you click publish, one and done. Want to find out more? You can reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.